Sisukawacha. Sisukadeva Goswami said, Tada, at the time when Gajendra was delivered, Devarshi Gandharva, the demigods, sages, and Gandharva, Brahma Ishana, Puragamaha, headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, Mumuchu, Shavar, Kusuma Asaram, a covering of flowers, Samshantaha, while praising Karma, transcendental activity, such that Gajendra Moksha, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation for Guru Vaishnava Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, when the Lord delivered Gajendra, King of the Elephants, all the demigods, sages, and Gandharvas, headed by Brahma and Shiva, praised this activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and showered flowers upon both the Lord and Gajendra. Perfect. It is evident from this chapter that great sages like Devarshi, Narada Muni and Agastya will sometimes curse someone. The curse of such a personality, however, is in fact a benediction. Both the crocodile, who had been a Gandharva in his previous life, and Gajendra, who had been a king named Indradyumna, were cursed. But both of them benefited. Indradyumna, in his birth as an elephant, attained salvation and became a personal associate of the Lord in Vaikuntha, and the crocodile again regained his status as Gandharva. We find evidence in many places that the curse of a great saint or devotee is not a curse but a benediction. Please give me the translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, when the Lord delivered Gajendra, king of the elephant, all the demigods, sages, and Gandharva, headed by Brahma and Shiva, praised his activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and showered flowers upon both the Lord and Gajendra. ओम ज्ञान संबंधस्य ज्ञानार्जन स्वाहा सक्षम विद्यते मन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताक स्वामी नामने नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी पूजामि निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशवासी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरव भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So today we are starting a new chapter from the Canto 8, from Srimad Bhagavatam. The chapter titled as, Gajendra Returns to the Spiritual World.
Today we are going to
and the previous chapter, it was entitled as Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. We all have been studying how Gajendra was tortured with crocodile in the water. His leg was stuck in the mouth of the crocodile in his jaws, and Gajendra was struggling for so long time, 1,000 years. And so much, you know, he tried his best, and the relatives tried his best to help him out, but he could not release himself from the jaws of the crocodile. Devotional activity, he remembered certain mantras to pray the Supreme Lord. So he chanted this mantra, started praying to the Supreme Lord Hari. So the last verse we read, how the Lord was so pleased with the prayer of Gajendra. Just to rescue him, he came on the Garuda with all the devatas surrounded. He just came there and he got on from his Garuda and just left the chakra, because first he pulled the elephant along the crocodile onto the bank of the river and Sarat. And with the chakra he sliced the head of the crocodile. so this particular chapter is describing how they got the body, the king. The crocodile was a Gandharva king in the previous birth, known as Uhu, Uhu king. And the elephant was a king known as Indrajumna. And the Uhu was cursed by Devana. And the Gandharva was cursed by Agastya Muni. So this particular chapter deals actually, though the great saints, the Munis, when they curse someone, actually the benediction is not a curse. And because though it may appear like a curse, but in the course of time it will benefit them. Why is King Uhu was cursed? Why is Gandharva was cursed? Because once the woman, he was playing in the waters. Like he was just playing games in the water along the woman. And there, Devana Rishi, he was doing meditation. In the water, he was just playing. And it's all ignorant because somebody involved in this kind of games, the woman, they totally forget about the outside conscious. The outside thing, they're not bothered at all. And in many cases, illicit sex also, the thing nobody knows, but everybody knows that this was done from illicit sex. If not now, in the course of time, they will come to know this fellow is after the illicit sex. He is performing illicit sex. And so, he was just playing around this woman. There is so much in ignorance. He was playing around and finally came and pulled the leg of this Devana Rishi. Imagine, he pulled the leg of the devil.
Who is that?
And why would I pull the leg? Thinking that his woman's leg, he pulled his leg. Not intentionally, because of so much of ignorance, so much of maya, and totally allured by the sense object is just running around, and he pulled the leg of a great devotee, Deva. Because Devana is not an ordinary rishi, because we have heard his name is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Right? Ahasam Rishiye Sarve. Deva Rishi Narada Sata. Asito Devana Vyasa. And Swayam Chaya Bhavishyami. And Arjuna is saying actually the Bhagavad Gita, because all these days I have been heard about your supremacy, O Lord Krishna, Devala Rishi, and Vyasa, and Asita, they explained about you, and they glorified that you are the Supreme Person of Godhead. But now personally I am hearing from you that you are the Supreme. So, in so much ignorance, so much of this maya, you just pull the leg of a Devana Rishi, it's a great, very great devotee of the Supreme
Lord.
Immediately, the Rishi became very, very angry. Devana Rishi became very angry and cursed him, you become a crocodile. You are such an ignorant person, you become a crocodile. Then immediately lamented his mistake and he asked for the pardon. Please forgive me, Sama committed this offense to your lotus feet. And because Gandharva means very exalted position actually. Right, very beautiful body, very good personality, very good intelligence, and very good voice. Mainly Gandharva means especially for singing and for the music.
Right, ముఖ్యంగా గందరగోళం అంటే వాళ్ళకి స్వరం చాలా బాగుంటుంది, పాడడానికి వాడు చాలా పరిస్థితులు.
సో జస్ట్ ఇమాజిన్ ఫ్రమ్ గంధర్వ స్టేట్ షీ ఈజ్ మోస్ట్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ అనిమల్ క్రొకొడైల్.
ఇప్పుడు చూడండి, అంత ఉన్నతమైనటువంటి గంధర్వ స్థాయి నుంచి ఎంతో అజ్ఞానమైనటువంటి మొదటి స్థాయికి పడిపోయింది.
బాడీ బ్యూటీ ఇస్ గాన్, యు సీ ద క్రొకొడైల్ రైట్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ అట్ ఆల్.
సరే, గంధర్వంతా కూడా పోయింది, మనం చూస్తుంటాం మొత్తాన్ని, అదే అంత అందంగా ఉండదు.
గంధర్వ ఇస్ నోన్ ఫర్ బీయింగ్ నైస్ వాయిస్ అండ్ సింగింగ్, బట్ ద క్రొకొడైల్ వాయిస్ కెన్ సింగ్. గంధర్వులు ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ సాఫ్ట్, బట్ క్రొకొడైల్ ఇస్ వెరీ వెరీ సమర్థింగ్, మోర్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. గంధర్వులు ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ ప్లెజెంట్ టు సీ, బట్ ద క్రొకొడైల్ ఇస్ వెరీ వెరీ వైల్డ్ టు సీ.
గంధర్వులు చూడడానికి ఎంతో ప్రశాంతంగా చూసేదానికి ఎంతో మనకి ఇష్టపూర్వకంగా కనిపిస్తారు, కానీ మొత్తం మనం చూసేదానికి ఎంతో భయంకరంగా ఉంటుంది.
సో ఈ ట్రై టు దిస్ దేవర్ షీ ప్లీజ్ పార్డన్ మీ. Now I can't take back the curse. It's one thing, when the Gajendra the elephant gets delivered, along with the elephant, even you get
delivered.
This is a story of this Uhu king who became a crocodile. Let us hear how Gajendra became an elephant. That is Indradyumna, in the previous birth is Indradyumna, King Indradyumna, how he became an elephant, Gajendra.
Right,
Indradyumna, a very great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's a very very wise king, he was ruling the country very nicely, taking care of the subject very nicely. But in the course of time he resigned. There is a paddhati, there is a procedure with a Vedic king, and they rule the country for some time. Afterwards they just give up everything, they renounce everything, and they resign everything, and they go to the forest and lead a life, an ascetic life.
ప్రతి రాజు కూడా కొంతకాలం కూడా రాజ్యాన్ని పరిపాలించి ఆ తర్వాత రాజ్యాంగాన్ని కూడా విడిచిపెట్టి అదే వెళ్ళిపోయేవాడు.
నాట్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ద పొజిషన్ ఫర్ ఎవర్ టిల్ డెత్. This king, they do their job. That's what they call as Rajarishi. So nicely they just look after the people, totally detached.
Rajarishi అనే వాడు వాళ్ళు చేసినటువంటి
though the, all the facilities, everything is there, they are not attached to it, simply they want to serve. And always they take the instructions from the Brahmanas. These devotees they know, because when they are ruling the country means actually their mind is so much so hot and so rajasic, always there is possibility of doing mistakes. So they take the guidance of the Brahmana. The Brahmana, so cool and dead, always they give very wonderful, nice advice. And such a king was Indradyumna Maharaj.
And
finally he decided he wanted to resign the kingdom and just want to perform devotional service to the Supreme Lord Hari Krishna. Once he had a kutir, he made a kutir for himself. Instead of the kutir, he was performing devotional service, doing bhajana. So as the time went on, one day Agastya Muni with all his associates, he came to that place, the kutir of Indradyumna Maharaj. At that time, Indradyumna Maharaj is in deep meditation. He never noticed nor he was aware of the external what's happening. Sometimes when you are in a good sleep, you never know what's happening around us. Like that, but he was in meditating on the Supreme Lord, he was in Samadhi. So he never knew of the external thing. That time Agastya Muni came with his associates. He came there expecting reception, but the king was not aware.
తనకు కలిగించబడే బుద్ధి తనకు మంచి ఆహారం లభిస్తుంది అని చెప్పి సందర్భం వస్తే అక్కడ రాజు ఏమాత్రం
జాగ్రత్తలో లేదు. And because you're such an ignorant person, you become an elephant. So that's the way and the thing in the Jumna, you become an elephant. So we wonder, for example, if you take the Hindu Jumna Maharaj, actually there's no mistake on his side. He was in Samadhi, but still he was cursed. But if there is King Hu, actually did a mistake, very big mistake. He appointed a great devotee. Because of his mistake, he was playing the woman, thinking that the woman's leg and he pulled his leg while he is meditating in the water. Right? Both of them they got the animal bodies. And both of them got the bodies of an ignorant animal. But we understand now how they got liberated. Right? We were still a nice jewelry, this is the Maharaj. Right? Though he got cursed and he got the elephant body, now we understand here how the Lord, Supreme Lord, he came and liberated him and he got him the liberation by Vaikuntha planet. He got the Salukya Mukti. That is the same with the Lord in the same loka, that is Vaikuntha loka. At the same time, even he got liberated. Who also got liberated? What happened? But again went back to Gandharva loka as Gandharva. Right, he got liberated from the crocodile's body, that's all. But again he got back his position in Gandharva Loka. Once you have the Gandharva body, again this Janma Mrityu Jiragadi, these things are there. Right? In Gandharva Loka, no doubt, a lot of bhoga is there. But still the misery is of the family. Lot of affluence, very beautiful ladies, plenty of things to eat and drink, so nice, around so wonderful, nice tone, beautiful body. But still, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi is there. But the place where Gajendra went, that's Vaikuntha Dham. That's Vaikuntha, opposite of Kunta, that means there's no anxiety. But Gandharva Loka is there, Kunta, and Vaikuntha is there, a place of no anxiety. So always the curse always benefits actually. But one thing is this Uhu came, but he had the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But once if they had the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face darshan means they become wonderful devotees. So in the boat they went back, but he also performed the devotional service in Gandharva Loka in a nice mood, and he went and joined the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha Loka and again serving his lotus feet there. So if you take the scripture, they come across many examples where great devotees were cursed by the rishis. Raja Rishi, Parshit Maharaja was cursed by Samipya Muni. Samipya Muni. There's no mistake at all. Even he was in Samadhi. Right? Actually, Samipya Muni was in Samadhi. Samika Rishi, he was in Samadhi. That day Parshit Maharaj went there. Since they never rescued him, he became very angry and he took a dead snake. It's not a very big offense. He took one dead snake and put it on his neck. Later the Rishi some cursed him that within 7 days he wanted to die. Such a big curse that in 7 days you're going to die. But that became a boon for Parikshit Maharaj.
Then
he took a boon. How the boon? He heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadev Goswami. Let me take another example also. Ahalya, and the wife of Gautama Muni. And the Indra was so much actually, so much attacked with Ahalya. So once when Gautama Rishi was not there, in disguise of Gautama Rishi, he went and had a position with her. Meanwhile, Gautama Rishi came and he understood the whole situation. He cursed Indra as well as his wife Ahalya. Both of them he cursed. He cursed his wife, such a lusty lady you are. Because I thought you were a chaste, but you are so unchaste, so you become a stone. Then he cursed Indra. Very seriously cursed Indra. Because you are such a lucky person, how you can do this son after somebody's woman, another's wife, how you can do this? See, Bhagavatam says a curse, so that because you are so much always thinking of woman, so the whole of your body, let there be woman's genitals. His whole body is so ugly. And you are just crying and start lamenting, praying, you fell at the feet of the Gautam Rishi. Please, how I can go to Indraloka, how I can be there? What activity I can do? I am looking so ugly, the whole body is dirty. I am a Devendra. How I can be like this? They show some mercy. Then Gautama said, okay, fine, in that case, never repeat this one again. Let all these things turn into ice. That's why Indra is known as thousand eyed Indra. But I think this is a mistake he did that. See, when you take, because always the curse is there, whenever they commit a mistake, mainly it's coming to the innocent sex. Take the king of Uhu, the same thing, because he was running behind a woman in the water. He came and offers to a great stage, Devala. Take this Indra and Ahalya, the same thing, it is a sex, they were cursed. You take the sons of Kuvera, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, you know, they were cursed by Narada to become trees. Because they are so proud, because the father is such a rich person, Kuvera is such a rich person, they have so much money, the beauty, so simply enjoying life, not knowing anything of the self-realization. So whenever there's too much money and too much affluence is there, always the person falls down. So these two, Nalakumara and Manigriva, always they just offer the sense of gratification. So once in a sarasa they're all playing beautiful women, but in Nalakumara is passing that sign. That's so much intoxicated, totally intoxicated, never knew what was happening at all. When Narada Muni came there, after this woman, they just covered their bodies and ran away, but they still Nalakura Manigrava, you know, they never bothered to cover their bodies. So Narada thought, look at this Swarasana, so down there, and so fallen there. But actually it's a curse, it's a curse, but actually it's helping them. You curse them, you become free. You are so ignorant, you want to show your body, you become free. And somebody unnecessarily shows their body, this Miss India, Mr. India, Miss Universe, all these things. I think next birth they'll become free. I want to see Srimad Bhagavatam. And civilized people, they cover their bodies very nicely. The uncivilized people, without any sort of shastric injections, not knowing anything of the scriptures, very uncivilized, very down, they actually exhibit their bodies, they show their bodies just to attract others, especially on the opposite side. Which is very, very dangerous. Right? Just showing your body is very, very dangerous. Actually, one's consciousness goes down and down. And somebody is not dressed up properly, means there's a reflection of their consciousness and their state of mind. Srimati Narada Muni saw these two fellows, Nalakura and Manigrava, the state of consciousness so low, very, very low. Srimati Narada Muni become trees. The curse, what happened? The curse turned into a boon. Now, that is the beauty of this great devotee. Whenever they curse, that turns into a boon. You know, when a Vaishnava curses you or shouts at you, actually it's known as special mercy. But unnecessarily, if a Vaishnava or a Brahmana curses, he loses all his strength. But the exalted devotees like Devala here, and Narada Muni, Agastya, when they curse, even it's a boon actually. Apparently it may appear like curse, but actually it's a boon. Right, every evening we are offering the lamp, Dhamodara pastime. So these two, Nalakura and Manigrava, they became trees. The yard of Nanda Maharaj, later Lord Krishna comes there with a wooden grinding mortar and pulls down the trees and liberates them. So these two, they had wonderful darshan of the Supreme Lord. And they glorified the Supreme Lord, they circumvented the Supreme Lord, and they went back to their places. That wonderful devotees, they got liberated. So, in this Dhammodaraska, we hear this wonderful prayer by Shauna Krishi, Satyavrata Muni. Satyavrata. Oh Lord, O Supreme Lord, you are so merciful to these two sons of Kuvera, Nalakura and Manigrava, and by your mercy, you just gave them the boon and liberated them, and such an ignorant fool suffering so much here, please, why can't you show mercy on me? So So whenever the devotee, the pure devotee or a good devotee, whenever he shouts, actually it's a special message. When Srila Prabhupada should shout, the devotee should discuss, oh, today you got some special message for Srila Prabhupada. Special mercy because the Lord shouted everybody, only qualified people they shout. And generally when ordinary people when they fight actually, it's only for the kind of the sense of gratification, selfishness or envy or unnecessary anger. When the devotee chastises us, actually there's no attachment of anything. The Lord is trying to put him down or do the envy or nothing. We are simply just to correct him so that he will be properly fixed in the devotional service. Mashallah, Prabhupada should be very happy. It's very, very happy. It's very kind and it's very happy. And let's say devotee is like a thunderbolt and also as soft as a rose flower. How is a thunderbolt? As soft as a rose flower. How Rupa Goswami chastised Jiva Goswami. Are you not fit to stay in Vrindavan because you don't have any humility and you want to spend your time challenging people, trying to pull them down? So you're not fit to stay in Vrindavan. The person who has no humility, you're not fit to stay here. Please go away. You're banished by Rupa Goswami. So it's always, because whenever they, because they teach lessons, they advise you, they chastise you, just to help you, so you become a very nice, wonderful devotee. Right, and the gold is the hammer, and the gold is hammered and hammered and hammered, it shines more and more and more. Similarly, the ore, the diamond ore, I think appears very black, very dirty, but as it has been chiseled with lots of faces, there is ground, there is polish, there is buff, and there is lap, then becomes diamond shines. So similarly, training in ISKCON for the devotees is same. We come as a wood, but we get chiseled, we get ground, we get beaten, we get polished, we get buffed, we get clapped, then we shine. But the process is heavy. Then shine, that devotee shines, then he can fit to be offered to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radhan Govinda. So the diamond says, please don't chisel me, leave me alone, why are you chiseling me? No grinding, no lapping, no buffing, I don't want all these things. You'll be black, you'll be a diamond ore. It'll never shine. And the same consciousness, the same dirt is there. This dirt, how it can remove? Only devotees will help to remove this dirt. So it's very, very important. Whenever we have a hard time in our life, in a devotional life, we should think it's a special mercy. Oh, I'm getting clean. My consciousness is getting clean. My Lord is helping me. Through these devotees, I'm getting purified. So in that way we should take it. Always the enthusiasm is there. Always the confidence is there. always the spirit is there, dynamism is there in you, you never go down. Right, self-pity, self-pitying. Oh, what is this? I am doing so much, I have been unnaturally disturbed. Self-pitying is materialistic understanding. Self-pity. Because generally people in the mental world, all of us, we all experience unnecessary self-pitying about myself. That means materialistic understanding. I am this body, I am getting troubled so much, my mind is getting troubled. But devotee knows it's not the body. At least you should understand the chakras. Even though I have not realized it, at least you should have the jnana and understanding. I am not the body, I am a spirit soul. Of course, I am facing this problem, so what? Still, I am doing the service to the Supreme Lord, to Guru, and to the Vaishnava. So this understanding is very, very important. So whenever a devotee faces any kind of problems, or when he gets chastised by other devotees, senior devotees, qualified devotees, chastised by Guru, chastised by Acharya, there's nothing to worry. I think it's a special mercy. Let's go ahead in our devotion
service.
Lord arranges all these things. God arranges for our purification. Because to purify the consciousness, to purify the consciousness. From material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. That is possible to chant the Lord's name very purely and hear the Lord's name. So discussing is always there. And one case is in Mahabharata, in the Kaushika Rishi. It's a very, very nice pastime for Mahabharata. And there's so many instances where the Rishi is cursing, either kings or others. So this Rishi, Kaushika Rishi, was under the tree, he was praying, doing his meditation. Suddenly a bird on the top dropped on him. Bird dropping was on the body. Then he saw his whole body is dirty. He became very angry. Look at the bird, so much anger. So angry, and just look at the bird. So much anger, he burned the bird. And the bird died, burnt and died. So later on he was in Madhukari, going to the town and begging some food. So he went to one house, one Grihani was there, and he was just standing there and begging for some alms, some prasadam, food. But she was able to bring, meaning when the husband came, so she started serving the husband very nicely. Then here the Kaushika Rishi was becoming very, very angry. I am a Rishi standing here, and the husband is ordinary for has come. She is serving the husband, but not serving me, not giving me anything. She was very angry, but of course she did her job very nicely to serve the husband, and also she brought the arms. Then he was staring at her, very angry. Then she said, I am not the bird to get burnt and die. So you are shocked, what is this? She is better than me, she is studying me. And immediately she offered her obeisances. She offered her his respect to her. Very clearly, what is this? How come you got this power? You understand me. How you know about this? She was a passive worker because she was doing a service to her husband so nicely, so sincerely. She was following the scriptures perfectly as a woman, how she should be. She was doing that. So sometimes this curse does not work. At the same time, whenever a Brahmana curses others, he loses his strength. And generally we know Durvasa Muni is very famous for cursing. You know the past of Ambarish Maharaj, how he ran all around the world and finally fell at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. And so many pastimes where the rishis or the brahmanas cursing and how they were benefited. So Sri Subhadeva Goswami said, when the Lord delivered Gajendra, the king of elephants, and all the demigods, sages and gandharvas, held by Brahma Shiva, praised the act of the Supreme God, the Supreme was the Godhead, and showered flowers upon both the Lord and the Gajendra. So here, Srila Prabhupada, the purpose is saying, mainly with the curse. When a devotee curses, the act is a benediction. We find evidence in many places that the curse of a great saint or devotee is not a curse but a benediction. Now, this is the devotees unnecessarily should not have misunderstanding among ourselves. Mahavishnu should not curse somebody inside, open no curses, but inside cursing or having vengeance from some devotees. We should be very, very free. We should be very transparent, very free, very open, magnanimous, and loving. Then the Lord in the heart, it will make it become very active. Then we can perform our devotional service very nicely. Only thing, what's the advantage? We can hear the holy name. 16 rounds we hear, that's all. And that's a boon. 16 rounds when we hear, we are fit to be with the Lord, to serve the Lord. We can please all the acharyas in the parampara. Very important. Let's stop here. Anybody have any questions or comments? You would say. Generally among the devotees, we never curse anybody. Generally. We chat it. Cursing means, I'm cursing you, you become elephant. Right, you become a demon. I am cursing you. No liberation for you. Become a demon. But our case is not very soft. And it's a daily effort. Some small things. And we chat with somebody unnecessarily. But when you chastise somebody, unnecessarily, the reaction is very heavy on the person who is chastised. Provided the other person keeps quiet. If he fights back, if he stands back, fights, then no, it's neutral.
Right.
Both are opponent each other. Somebody is chastising, unnecessarily somebody is chastising you. Be humble. Just be humble. I'm not even thinking. He's a chastising me, that Lord is showing. Don't even think. That is also not good. That's again materialistic. He'll be humble, he'll just keep quiet. And he'll pray for him. That's very good action. He's sick, this person is sick. Unnecessarily chastising me. Unnecessarily something. Oh Krishna, please help him. Let him clean his consciousness. But he's not offense. He's not offense. Devotion is very careful not to offense. We should be very, very careful not to offend any devotee, even a bhakta, we should not offense. Say sometimes in the management is very, very tough. Because you'll be forced to chastise. Right? In the training, you got to do it sometimes. But we have to do it as a service, not to satisfy my ego or to show my power. As a service, you should do it just on behalf of Guru and Krishna and the Parampara. No, that will be very, very dangerous for the person who is under the chastity. Very, very dangerous for his Krishna consciousness. So we should be very, very careful. That's why the devotees, we should handle very nicely. Especially when I have declared myself as a devotee killer, Kanti Mana, Shika, everything, then I should be very, very careful. So never hurt anybody. What is offending is hurting somebody. Unnecessarily. Maybe mentally or orally or physically. There are examples in the Shastra. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are many examples of it. I think, okay, one for last question. Harder than a diamond, softer than a rose. In the service of the Lord. Like for example, take Prabhupada's Leela Mutsav, you understand. So Prabhupada, so many places you are very tough, very hard. With the same devotion, Prabhupada was very soft. You are taking help from them as a child. If you take the Jew case, Srila Prabhupada is very heavy on the devotees working for the Jew project. Very, very heavy, Srila Prabhupada. The same case, Prabhupada is totally surrendered to them, taking all the help from them. Like a friend, dealing with like a friend, joking with them, and taking their advice, taking this insight, oh, like this, you can do, discussing it. And so standard like. It's a Tamil Krishna Maharaj, many cases, you are so heavy on him. Very heavy statements of Prabhupada made on me. We are so angry. Why? Because when Samakrishna Maharaj is heavy on other devotees, Prabhupada was very heavy on me. At the same time, he was so attached to Samakrishna. The last is the Vrindavan, he wants Samakrishna Maharaj next to him. The Samakrishna Maharaj, Sukshila Prabhupada, in chastity, and everything he knew, because he's doing only for Krishna, for my better. And Giridhara Swami Srila Prabhupada was chastised, at the same time, so much association is given, so much mercy is given. I don't remember the names. Once Srila Prabhupada was eating a plate, suddenly he gave it, from the plate he just gave it, eat. Like that, devotees, generally they never do that. That's a very, very special mercy. They all they anything gives on the plate to somebody, you know. And they never give that, that easy. That is the purpose of the pure duty of the Lord. And this prasad is enough. We need to go back. So Srila Prabhupada is so happy with his devotees for the wonderful service he personally from his plate he gave with them. Many places very, very heavy, Srila Prabhupada, very, very heavy. గ్రంథా శ్రీమద్భాగవత శ్రీ రాధా భగవాన్ శ్లా ప్రభుపా గురుదేవ్ ప్రేమ